Well, Kusla Tangaire Emmanuel is the MP for Ikerorawhiti, and she's kindly with us for a kōrero this morning. Te tohine, hoki mai, good to talk again. Ngā mihi.
Morena, Dale. Yes, good to be back. Morena koutou katoa.
Yeah, well, being back, because you've been offshore at a Commonwealth Women's Parliamentarians group. Tell us about that hui and what you drew from it and some of the relationships you made at it.
Yeah, obviously a privilege to be there to represent Aotearoa. I went alongside Dana Kirkpatrick. We co-chair the Commonwealth Women's Parliamentarians Committee here in Aotearoa. Very good time to be a woman in Mexico. I actually landed in time to catch their... actually, you know, here we were celebrating International Women's Day. Over there, it's still a massive protest because of the lack of rights the wahine feel they have. You know, there's still a lot of women missing. Several women are getting murdered each year. It's really sad. But the positive thing is, first time ever having a female president. So they have declared this year the year of the woman in Mexico. They have 50% representation in their Senate. So very positive. What I took from the hui, Dale, I mean, obviously there was a lot of talk about whether or not there should be quotas in place for female representation across, you know, in various countries. Some people have 30% representation. Here in Aotearoa, we know we were the first to give wahine the vote, and we achieved 50% representation organically. It just happened. We're just under, I think we're just under 45% at the moment. Two of the striking presentations I heard was it was really good to see a male panel, men as allies, because sometimes women feel like we shouldn't always be advocating to have a voice at table. So that was quite a really good panel. The other scary thing was quite a confronting presentation, Dale, was about the use of AI to continue sort of perpetuating and sexualizing women and girls. You know, like toddlers. So it's quite, you know, we need AI. You know, it's here already, it's happening. But it was a good alarm to how far people are taking abuse through AI.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. This AI, you don't quite know what to trust in the sexualizing of tweens and tamariki is abhorrent, isn't it? But it's a part of our reality going forward. And sadly, it'll be more of a challenge in the years ahead than it is now. How concerning is this for you?
Oh, absolutely concerning. I mean, it's really good. We've also now got a spokesperson for the creative economy, Ruben Davidson. And so I've had a talk to him about, you know, and considering his advancements in AI, just being aware of that, you know. Sometimes we can be a bit naive and over here in beautiful old Aotearoa, but one of the female parliamentarians from Mexico talked about the experiences she had with what's referred to as deep fake, where it genuinely looked like her, you know, and compromising videos on online, and rather than she had to prove it wasn't her, you know, so that was, yeah. It was quite a traumatic experience for her to go through, as you can imagine.
Well, we know the circumstances of a parliamentarian in Fiji who was caught up in this, a private video that she seemingly made for her partner, which made its way out onto the net, and all of a sudden her political career is very much under threat. It's something I guess that you or anyone in public office has to be cognizant of, yeah?
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. But I guess, Dale, the saddest, you know, aside from deep fakes and people generating these things, you know, through computers, is the real stuff that's happening for some of my female colleagues, or that has happened, which you would have seen in a recent report.
Tēnā koe. The Minister for Māori Development, Kusla Tamapōtaka, heralds Cremation Day for the Treaty Principles Bill, and once again we're reminded of what a waste of time, money, effort it has been, seeing as it was supposedly never going anywhere. Do you think that it has gone nowhere, though? The fact that it's been tabled, the fact that it's been discussed, has thrown the idea right into the middle of the parliamentary mix. What are you making of where we're at with that bill?
Yeah, nah, more and more we're hearing, you know, recently in the past week or so, we're hearing from the members opposite, oh, thank God. Thank God this is going to be put to rest. We need to remember they brought it to light. You know, ahakoa, Māori mā ahakoa te aha, members opposite brought this kaupapa into the light, gave it the time of day, and while our kids were eating melted plastic in their lunch, they were spending $4 million at least on this bill. So I don't, you know, I'm not really falling for that celebration, because we're still, this is the tip of the iceberg, and, you know, now we've still got more work to do, because cuts are still happening around us. Our whānau are still being impacted. But it has been, it's been buoying in terms of the unity that Aotearoa whānau has shown. We let, basically, the government let an individual from a minor party cause all this havoc, you know, citing, oh, I want to have a conversation. There have been many conversations for decades, show up and join them. I think it's going to be quite spirited in the House today, Dale.
Well, I think so too. And, of course, it's coming up to recess. Yesterday I had a chat with Leone Pihama. 120 of our people are going over to a health indigenous forum in Turtle Island. She literally gave out warnings about clearing the backlogs on your phones, temporarily shut down your Instagram accounts. And this is because since even when you were travelling, there appear to be warnings to ethnic minorities and wahine Māori with moko kauai travelling to or through the US of A. What's some advice you might share?
That's interesting, because, you know, when I went to Mexico, obviously we transited through LA, and I didn't experience that. If anything, you know, there was curiosity. So that's sad if that is what's happening.
You do look Mexican, though, don't you? And so you could have been been pushed across the border by Trump. He might have bundled you over there himself, get a big ladder and throw you over the fence.
Well, this is true. And that, no matter where I went, you know, I have to say, oh, no, Española, I'm not, you know. Then they'd look at me like, no, you clearly are.
You're clearly one of us.
Spanish to me.
A Mexican that can't speak Spanish or Mexican. I mean, really.
Yeah, I know. They looked at me like I was a disgrace.
Is that right? Okay. Just finally, obviously online threats, we've spoken about it already and touched on it, the hui you've just returned from. Particularly Māori and those of other minorities. What concerns you most about the track that we are treading here and the ability for online trolls to do deep fakes or worse to members of parliament and the risks that those in public office run?
That's probably one of the worst parts about this Treaty Principles Bill, Dale. It has emboldened a lot of ignorant people and given them a voice, typically behind the keyboard. In this role, we accept that we may have differing views to others, and we, you know, that's our job, is to hear everyone's views. You can disagree with us, but it's not okay to abuse people, and even worse, Dale, their families. So one of my colleagues' family, you know, child, has been getting abused. People shouldn't be scared to send their kids to school every day. They shouldn't be scared to go and sit in their electoral offices. We do have good support, security support. But, you know, all things in order. You can't be protected everywhere you are. People have been abused out doing their shopping with their tamariki. Wake up, Aotearoa. You know, who are we becoming? Have your view, of course, but do it respectfully.
Tēnā koe.
And actually, I'm not someone, educate yourselves.
Educate yourselves, fair enough too. You're in recess. What's that going to mean for you? Does this mean holiday for parliamentarians, or is it a different type of work for a few weeks?
It's a different type of work for me. So I'm going to road trip home. and stop off and have a couple of visits on my way back throughout Eke Ruarāwhiti. And then I'm actually going to spend time doing the coast. I haven't actually spent a good amount of time where I live, so it's going to be really cool to do that, get along our communities, which I did when I campaigned. You know, you don't want to be that guy that just goes back at campaign time. So that's, I'm really looking forward to properly connecting with home, and actually going back to my own house is going to be pretty cool. Yeah, I've got a couple of smaller Māori Women's Welfare League engagements planned. And then before we know it, oh, it's going to be great to have Anzac at home, have Easter at home, and then before we know it, we'll be back and we'll be talking again, Dale.
Ka pai. Well, I might gatecrash you while you're tiki-touring around the hood, and I'll just put my phone on 35 Kushler and we'll find you, no doubt.
You will.
I hope you enjoy your trip back home, rediscovering all the gems of the coast. Great to talk with you too. I'm pleased you got back safely, even if you can't speak Spanish.
Yes.
Yeah. Good on you, Kush. Nice talking with you.
Kia ora, Dale.
Thanks so
Bye.
Much.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Have a good week. Are you with Urban Māori Radio, Wāte 603? This is Wāte Digital. It's a pleasure to welcome you along and to share some time with you.